The case for the Federal Reserve raising interest rates this month just got harder. For a second consecutive month, employers added a disappointing number of workers to payrolls. Now the Fed has to determine whether the economy is strong enough to endure the first rate increase in 6 months when the central bank convenes in about 2 weeks. The Labor Department announced that the economy produced 38,000 new jobs in May, much below market expectations, thanks in part to a Verizon strike, while the nation's unemployment rate fell to 4.7%. For the past 3 months, employers have now added an average of 116,000 new positions. Hourly earnings, meanwhile, grew 2.5% over the past 12 months, while the labor force participation rate dropped to 62.6%. Today's report follows a slew of mixed economic news that makes determining the strength of the U.S. economy difficult. Take economic growth. Last week, the Commerce Department announced the gross domestic product grew more than previously expected, rising at an annual rate of 0.8% compared to 0.5%. That still represents a slowdown in economic activity from the end of last year. The price of oil has risen above recent lows to nearly $50 a barrel, a level that makes investment more profitable for extractors. According to minutes from their most recent meeting in April, the Fed led market participants to believe it viewed the economy being nearly strong enough to handle a raise in short-term interest rates. The information reviewed for the April 26-27 FOMC meeting indicated that labor market conditions improved further in the first quarter, even though growth in real gross domestic product, GDP, appeared to have slowed, according to the minutes. The Fed's Beige Book, a separate report that takes into account the temperature of business owners across the country, also appeared to make the case for an interest rate hike. One key metric was inflation, especially since wage and price growth has been so muted despite a relatively low unemployment rate. Information received from the 12 Federal Reserve districts mostly described modest economic growth since the last Beige Book report, the Fed said. Employment grew modestly since the last report, but tight labor markets were widely noted. Wages grew modestly, and price pressure grew slightly in most districts. Inflation now rests at 1.6%, according to the Fed's preferred metric, below the central bank's 2% target. Complicating matters is an ever-changing global economic landscape. Even if the U.S. economy is ready for another rate hike, would policymakers risk hiking rates right before British voters take to the polls to decide whether to stay in the European Union? A break from the pact could have far-ranging implications for the world. Which is why today's report is so important. The Fed now has cover to delay an interest rate increase until later in the year. The markets now wait for June 15th with bated breath. This article posted by Taylor Tepper.